is Messiah, name above all names. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sin. Messiah, the Lord of all.
Worship you, God.
That's what you are, Lord Jesus. You're Lord of all. We recognize you that way. It's strange to think of a baby laying down asleep, being a King of kings and a Lord of lords. But Lord, that is what you are. And so we thank you. We thank you for the love that compelled you to come to us, and to come to us in the most non-threatening way possible. We receive it, Lord. We're grateful. We're here to say this morning that we believe in you. Teach us now through your word, Lord, as we just continue to spend time in your presence here this morning. This beautiful Christmas morning, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Oh, it's so beautiful outside. You know, I spent many years in Europe for Christmas, and I just say, in a lot of ways, a white Christmas is overrated. This is beautiful outside. I would like you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 8. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. I want to talk to you this morning about what the shepherds saw. You ready for this? Beginning now at verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Right, do you have that in your mind? Can you see the shepherds out in the fields? They're watching the flocks at night. They're asleep or half asleep. It's a still night. It's a beautiful night. The sheep are sleeping. The shepherds are watching. Verse 9, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Friends, it wasn't just an angel, but just the radiating glory of God shining out. It was like the world's greatest nightlight or alarm clock or wake-up call ever. And it startled them. They were greatly afraid. Verse 10, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. Oh, good. Here's the sign. Okay, ready for the sign? You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. First, it's just one angel, right? One angel shining pretty brightly. And he gives them the good news. He tells them about a baby born to them. He tells them that this is born for you. And he says, here's the sign. The sign. You're going to find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And then all of a sudden, it's not just one angel. It's a bunch of angels. What does it say? It says in verse 13, a multitude of the heavenly host. A host is another way of describing like an army. This was like an army of angels singing praises to God. Well, I'm going to take that back. It doesn't technically say they were singing in the text, does it? But how could you say this without singing? Verse 14, glory to God in the highest, on an earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Okay, so you have the scene in your mind. Starting back at verse 8, there are the shepherds, as it says, lying out in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And by the way, can I just tell you something? A very simple point from this. The shepherds saw the glory of God. The shepherds met Jesus Christ. He was just a baby, but they met Jesus while they were doing their regular job. Don't overlook the value of just doing what you're his assignment to do day in and day out. Don't overlook the glory of just that daily faithfulness and the place that God has given you to do it. God meets us in the midst of that kind of daily, wonderful faithfulness. It's while they were doing their job. And I could go through and give you about a dozen examples from the Bible of people that God met while they were doing their job. But this is a wonderful one. Okay, so they were just doing their job. And then what happens in verse 10? The angel comes and he says, I'm going to tell you about good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. To all people. Isn't that wonderful? This good news of Christmas, God means it to be for all people. Young people, old people, people here in California, people all across the nation, people all across the world, all people. You could say, and here's just a little bit of a hint of the great commission that Jesus would later give, right? That they should go into all the world and preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. Because this news of who Jesus is and what he came to do, it's for everybody. You've never met a person for whom it is not for. Now, God means it to be for all people, but he brings it to us first, and he tells us, I want you to go out and get the word out about this. That's exactly what he does. And then notice next, verse 11 says that it was, well, you're very kind. Thank you very much. It says to them that there's born to you this day. You know what it says? Born to you. Isn't that amazing to say to a bunch of shepherds? This child is born to you. You usually don't talk like that, do you? When a baby's born, it's born to the mother and father, right? But this baby was born not only to those shepherds, but to everybody. I can say with great confidence, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day to you. To you. Even if you don't like Jesus, he's born to you. He's there for a gift for you to receive. Even if you don't know anything about him, even if you've rejected, he's born to you, for you to accept or reject. But he's born to you, not just to Mary and Joseph, not just to the people of that time, not just to those shepherds. He is born to you. And then in verse 12, it really blows my mind. It says, this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Now, isn't this sort of funny? Okay, guys, here's the great big sign that you've been waiting for. You're going to find a baby. So what? Lots of babies have been born, right? Matter of fact, I'm going to guess that every person in this room was at one time a baby. Every one of you. You know, there's really nothing, now there's something wonderful about a baby being born, right? It's not so remarkable. It's not so amazing. Can we confidently say it happens every day? It even happens on Christmas Day. Now, I can testify to this because our middle child, Nathan, was born on Christmas Day, 24 years ago today. What a Christmas that was. Because he was about what, honey, about 10 days early, something like that. So we weren't expecting it. And boy, you should see Christmas time in the Guzik household. We do it all on Christmas Eve after the Swedish custom. We have a real Swedish Christmas with a Swedish Christmas meal and more food than you can eat in 3 days crammed into one day. And the gift giving and the music, it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. Well, my wife, being the hostess that she is, She had invited people over that particular Christmas day. And so we were serving them and blessing them, giving. And then towards the end of the evening, she's saying, you know, I think I'm feeling labor pains. And on Christmas Day, the very next day, that baby, Nathan, was born. We have our own sort of Christmas baby with Nathan. Now, the children are born on December 25th or on Christmas Day all the time. Notice what, and what do they do when they, well, they wrap them up. It's not so remarkable that you'd find a baby. It's not so much remarkable that you'd find him wrapped in swaddling cloths. You know, that's sort of to mummify a baby, make him feel nice and snug and tight and secure and all of that. Here's the sign, lying in a manger. That's the sign. Because you know what? You didn't lay babies in mangers. Do you know what a manger is? Scott referred to it before, didn't he? Manger's a feeding trough. It's where the animals come to eat. Now, in the ancient world, they mostly used stone mangers in that part of the world. Wood was kind of expensive, and and you used it for building more custom things. If it was something animals could eat up, you'd try to just carve it out of stone. So there it is, a stone manger. Matter of fact, that particular stone manger is from Megiddo, where we visited on our recent trip to Israel. You see this place, which was a stone manger, a place that animals would eat out of. That is the kind of thing that Jesus would have been laid in. You could put a child in a stone manger. Look at that right there. There's a little child sitting in a stone manger. Well, obviously, that's bigger than a newborn babe, right? But you look at that picture and you just say, well, that doesn't look right. A child shouldn't be sitting in a place where animals eat. And you're absolutely right. That's why it was such a remarkable sign. Now think about it. The sign wasn't just seeing a baby. The sign was to see that baby lying in such humble circumstances. Can you understand this? When Jesus, the Son of God, added humanity to his deity and came down to earth and was born, he could have been born in the wealthiest household of all. He could have been born in the best medical facilities of that day. He could have been born in the midst of opulence and whatever else you want. But for whatever reason, God said, no, I'm going to come as humbly as possible to show man that I have stooped down to bring them salvation. Friends, that's how low Jesus stoops to meet you. He bends down low. Have you ever done that when you're talking to a child? Right? What do? If you really want to connect with a child sometimes, instead of sort of towering over them, you'll get down on a knee or something like that, right? Jesus got down to manger level with you and I just to connect with us, just to communicate with us. Friends, that's how badly Jesus wants to connect with you. And this was so unusual, so remarkable, that to those shepherds, this was the great sign that they would be waiting for. And the announcement of this sign is what caused the angels to praise God. Look at it in verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. As soon as that sign was announced, they started worshiping God, because even better than those shepherds understood, the angels understood. This was amazing. And how, of course, the angels would understand. The angels had seen the Son of God in his glory in heaven. They knew the radiation of his splendor and glory radiating throughout the whole throne room of heaven and throughout every extent, touching every angel, every being that exists in heaven. They saw it firsthand. And then now they see, they know that that glorious, glorious being is now laying in a manger. It blew the angels' minds. And what did they do? They said, glory to God in the highest. That's how they praised him. Now look at verse 15. It says, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Okay, God told it to us. Let's go see it. Let's go find out for ourselves. By the way, which is an attitude of mine I recommend to every person here. You say, okay, God says it. I'm going to go check it out. How about that? God says it. I'll go check it out. I'll investigate. You have that attitude of mine, and God can do anything in your life. So what did they do? Verse 16, it says that they came with haste, right? They were in a hurry. They weren't waiting around. They knew this was remarkable. And then finally, verse 17 says, or not finally, it says, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They began to proclaim what they had seen. They came, they saw the baby in the manger, their minds were suitably blown, and then they began to proclaim what they had seen. Not so much that they had specifically seen him, but that they saw a baby in a manger. Can you imagine a bunch of shepherds running through the village of Bethlehem at night, shouting to everybody, knocking on the doors, there's a baby in a manger, there's a baby in a manger. But they knew that it meant something, because they knew that it meant that the Christ was born. They didn't just see a baby, they saw the salvation of God. They saw deity stooping down to embrace humanity. They saw Jesus in the midst of his total identification with man. And friends, that's our salvation. He identified with us as a baby in a manger. He identified with us as he lived his life every step of the way. He identified himself by growing up as a young man into adulthood. He identified himself with us in his baptism. He identified with us by living a sinful life. And finally, most importantly, he identified with us as he hung on the cross and bore the sin that we deserved. He was our substitute. It should have been us. So what should you do in response? Look at verse 20. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They heard it, they saw it, they experienced it, and they praised God. The seeing of the sign is what caused the shepherds to praise God. Well, I don't know. I don't know where your heart is. I don't know where your life is this morning. I hope that for you, Christmas resonates as just something wonderful because it tells you everything about who Jesus is and what he came to do for us. But I imagine that there's some of you here who Christmas is sort of distant. I mean, it's a great family time, and that's a wonderful thing in itself. I don't depreciate that one bit. But friends, it can be so much more. It can be the coming of Jesus Christ to you. And that's what God invites you to have. That's what God invites you to receive. I just recommend to you exactly what the shepherds did. God told you about it. Now go investigate it for yourself. Now come and look and see for yourself. And you're going to see the most amazing thing. You're going to see a baby that starts out in a manger and ends up on a cross, all out of love for you. That's God's love for you. Receive it this morning. And this would be the best Christmas you ever had. Let's pray together right now. Father, I pray right now, and I want to pray especially, Lord, for those, well, Lord, you're moving upon their heart, and they need to make some kind of decision for you. And so, Lord, without any manipulation or more words, Lord, I just pray that you'd move people to decide for you. Lord, I pray that you just teach them to declare for you. Lord, you're a good God, and we worship you here together. So, Jesus, I pray that this would be an especially meaningful Christmas for us, Lord. I know it is for me. I know I'm reminded all over again of your goodness, of your greatness. And so we just receive it, Lord. We're grateful for it. You are a good God, good enough to come to us in a feeding trough, in a manger. We receive it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
heaven's mercy.
Forward. You know, if you have any need in your mind or your heart that you want to pray with somebody about, that's what the people on the prayer team are up front here for. Come forward, pray with them. They'll just love you. They'll just pray for you. Especially if today's a day that you want to make some decision for Jesus Christ. You come forward and talk to somebody on the prayer team. But whatever your need, come on. Some of you are pretty stressed out with family and holidays and such. Come on forth. You pray with these people. But whatever your need is, during our last song, you just come on up and pray with these people. And they'll be around to speak with you for as long as you wish. So continue on.
Holy, holy.
Righteousness and endless
Hey everybody, on behalf of Ingalil and I, we just want to say
Merry Christmas, and may you be overwhelmed with God's love this Christmas and know him more deeply and more intimately than you ever have before.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great Christmas.